Aircheckdownloads.com.
The mighty Seal and Crazy. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. Tammy Gooding in for Elliot Webb. Still on his holiday. Having a fabulous time. I hope it's not too hot where he is. That certainly will be on our news agenda this morning. Sun's up. It's Monday morning. Good morning to you.
From the BBC Sounds app. On your smart speaker.
Play BBC Hereford and Worcester.
And on your radio.
The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire is
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
At six, with the latest for Herefordshire and Worcestershire, I'm Gavin Kermack.
17 and 20 Celsius. When I listen to what's going on in Europe and in America, sounds like music to my ears.
Yeah, I know, right?
I last year when we had our heatwave, I really didn't cope well at all with that. And then you start to think of people who have, like, vulnerabilities and stuff. It's difficult, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Really hard.
I guess the difference is, though, that in, I guess, in places which are more used to high temperatures, they're a bit more geared up to deal with it. So places, you know, most people will probably have some sort of air conditioning thing going on, sort of thing.
With the way things are going, we're going to have to change. We're going to have to adapt. Mm-hmm. Although, we still, you know, we've had snow for all of our lives, but we still can't cope with the snow, can we?
I know, everything grinds to a halt as soon as there's a couple of centimetres on the ground,
We never shift to sort ourselves out according to the weather, do we? Come on, Great Britain, sort ourselves out. Come on.
The sound of Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Tammy Gooding at breakfast. BBC.
Top of the Monday morning to you. The sun is in the sky. It's a beautiful morning. Welcome to Monday, July the 17th. It's Tammy in for Elliot Webb, and we're going to talk about that heat wave sweeping through Europe and other summer break destinations. Could you cope in temperatures above 40 degrees?
We're going to have to learn how to live with this. This will mean changing of habits, perhaps changing the way we take our holidays.
For sure. And
you just have to keep your dog under control. And I think we're trusting our visitors to be pretty sensible about it.
Would you be happy if dogs were allowed in more public places? What about in Worcester Cathedral? We'll have the full story for you soon.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
A fabulous tunage, I think, to ease us into a brand new week. Let's do an absolute classic for you first. Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. Good morning. Raphael Ravenscroft on saxophone. There's one for your pub quiz next weekend. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. It's 9 minutes past six on this Monday, July the 17th. Hope you're well. Hope you had a good weekend. Papers today, all looking at the Wimbledon final yesterday, the men's final. My word, what a game that was, wasn't it? Absolutely superb. In fact, a headline in the Mail: all hail tennis's new King Carlos. All changes at the top as young Spaniard beats seven-time winner. I have to say, I was backing Carlos Alcaraz. And then Novak Djokovic, very humble actually in his speech, and then just kind of went to pieces when he noted his son in the crowd watching. And it's always those, it's always the moments when it's your kids that get you. He was there, he was fine, he was, you know, all power to Carlos. He did brilliantly, he was a terrific opponent and all of that. Then he sees his son and he falls to pieces. It's kind of what happens when you see your children. It just kind of gets you, doesn't it? Great game yesterday. Other headline in the papers today are all about the weather, certainly. Record 48 Celsius to hit Italy tomorrow. Europe's hottest day ever. I mean, we've seen a lot of wind and rain here in Herefordshire and Worcestershire and around the UK over the last few days, but elsewhere in Europe, it's been hot. I mean, really, really hot.
Aircheckdownloads.com.